propose we start. And dear members of the Program Advisory Committee for Nuclear Physics, colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, I have to start our meeting with very sad news. On October 6, 2016, our chairman of the GINR Program Advisory Committee for Nuclear Physics, the outstanding scientist who contributed greatly to the development of modern physics, Professor Walter Greiner, passed away in his 81 first year of life. We will always remember of Walter Greiner in our heart. So I request from you to rise for a minute of silence to the worship of the memory of Professor Greiner, please. Thank you very much. Let me inform you about the PAC members. We'll have to come for this 45th session of the PAC for Nuclear Physics. So as an independent member, Christian Beck will be not here, unfortunately. So Sigurd Hoffman will be here. Ni-Yoon Kim will not attend the meeting. Alexei Korshenikov will be here. Marek Levitovich, Vladimir Otashko, Claude Petitjean, Fabrice Pikmal, Adam Sobisevsky, Ivan Stekel, Emmanuel Verdacci, Zeblon Vilakazi. The ex-officio members appointed by GINR, Vadim Benyakov, Sergei Dmitriev, Mikhail Hitkis, Valery Shvetsov, Tatiana Tsritz, Viktor Voronov. I am also happy to greet the invited members of the GINR Directorate, leading scientists of the laboratory and young scientists. In your package of documents, there is a tentative agenda of the 45th PAC for Nuclear Physics. So, do you have any question concerning this program or any remarks? So, we can consider that the program is approved. And if there is no more question, let's continue the session according to the approved program. And I would like to request Mikhail Hitkis to proceed as the chairman during my report.
Implementation of the recommendation of previous Program Advisory Committee meeting, which took place in June last year. Fabrice Pigmal, please.
So, a world renewed with Russian physicist, science organizer, and public figure, member of the Presidium of the Russian Academy of Science, director of the Joint Institute for Nuclear Research, academician Viktor Anatolievich Matveyev turned 75 on December 11, 2016. So we congratulate Viktor Anatolievich on your jubilee and wish you many happy returns, health and happiness. So for the Program Advisory Committee, so here you have the program. Last time we had a recommendation on the theme on investigation in the field of nuclear physics with neutrons. And the PAC heard a report on the theme investigation in the field of nuclear physics with neutrons and a proposal for opening a new theme, investigations of neutron-nuclear interactions and properties of the neutron, presented by Shvetsov. The PAC appreciates the result obtained under this theme. In particular, it notes the importance of the development of the accelerator facility and the experiments done at the IRAN facility. The PAC notes the various achievements in the investigation of fundamental symmetries using cold-polarized neutrons and fundamental properties of the neutron using ultra-cold neutrons and the measurements of related nuclear data. The PAC also appreciates the interdisciplinary and multilateral cooperation between FLNP and other research laboratories in Russia and other countries. So here you have a list of the experiments led at IRAN facility and also some investigation done at the IBR2 reactor. Our recommendation was the following. The PAC recommends approval of the new term investigation of neutron nuclear interactions and properties of the neutron until the end of 2019 for the continuation of research activities in nuclear physics using FNLP neutron facilities, such as the high-intensity pulse neutron sources at IREN, the IBR2 pulse reactor, and the EG5 electrostatic generator. The FNLP directorate should concentrate to achieve the design beam parameter of the IREN project in order to pursue the proposed research programs of FNLP during 2017-2019. This is a statement of the Scientific Council. The Scientific Council notes the importance of the development of the IREN facility and experiments carried out with it. The Scientific Council appreciates the various achievements of LNP scientists in the investigations of fundamental symmetries using cold polarized neutrons, research on fundamental properties of the neutron using ultra-cold neutrons, and measurement of the related nuclear data. The Scientific Council supports the opening of a new TEM, investigation of neutron nuclear interaction and properties of the neutron, to continue research activity in nuclear physics using FLNP's neutron facilities. The FLNP directorate should concentrate on achieving the design beam parameters of the IREN project in order to pursue the proposed research programs of this laboratory during 2017-2019. We have also to give a recommendation on the theme on physics of light meson. And we heard on the theme, we heard the three projects: Comet, GDH, Paschal Spring, and four activities: MPEG, Triton, Mayon, and PNUC. The Comet project is under preparation at the GPARC accelerator and is aimed at searching for muon-to-electron conversion, which is a lepton flavor violation process and manifests physics beyond the standard model. The participants from GINR have made important technical contributions by constructing the Strauss tube detector and testing the crystal for the calorimeter. In the Spring project, much attention must be given to experiment at the Anke setup at the COSY accelerator in Jülich. The full field study of the polarized proton and deuteron interaction with the jet polarized targets have produced numerous new data about the hadron interaction dynamics through the measurement of spin observable. Recommendation: due to the termination of the COSY work for hadron physics, it is suggested that the status of Spring be changed from project to activity within the above SEM. About the Triton experiment, it is the last long-standing famous experiment in muon-catalyzed fusion aimed at a conclusive study of the PT-muon fusion reaction. It has been performed at the successful run at the DLNP phasotron, observing for the first time two additional output channels, E plus and E minus, and very likely two gammas, which escape observation in previous experiments. To conclude, this experiment of a final run of about 200 hours of the phasotron should be allocated. For MEG, PEN, and PNUC experiment, they are in final analysis. MEG has published a new upper limit on the neutrinoless decay muon give electron gamma with a branching ratio of less than 4.2 10 to minus 13, and it is continuated with higher sensitivity as MEG 2. Our recommendation: the PAC expects final report on the result of PEN and PNUC. GINR's collaboration in the MEG 2 experiment should be continued. General recommendation: the PAC recommends approval of the report on the TEM. However, the extension of this TEM should be postponed until its detailed evaluation at the next PAC meeting. We also return to the TEM Physics of Light Meson. The GNR Directorate decided to refer the project COMET for looking at PAC for particle physics. This time, we have to make a final recommendation on the fate of further study with Light Meson at GNR. Concerning GDH and Sparcharm, the PAC heard a report on GDH Sparcharm project and a proposal for its continuation presented by PLIS. The goal of this project is an investigation of the nucleon spin structure with the MAMI microtron in MINES and the U70 synchrotron in Prodvino. In both experimental programs, polarized targets are used, which were developed totally or partially at GINR. Our recommendation: the PAC appreciates the quality of preparation for the experiment as part of the GDH and Sparcharm project and recommends its extension until the end of 2019. We had also a recommendation on the theme synthesis and properties of the nuclei at the stability limit. and opening on a new theme. We heard with the satisfaction and report on the scientific result of the concluding theme synthesis and properties of nuclei at the stability limit, and a proposal for opening a new theme synthesis and properties of super heavy elements, structure of nuclei at the limit of nucleon stability presented by Mira Litkis. The major objectives are synthesis of new elements, synthesis of new isotopes of super heavy elements and study of their properties, alpha, beta and gamma spectroscopy of EV and super heavy nuclei with shell, chemical properties of EV nuclei, experiments with the magnetic analyzer of super heavy atom MASHA, laser spectroscopy of isotopes, study of fusion, fission, quasi-fusion and multinucleon transfer reaction, investigation of the structure of exotic nuclei close and beyond the nuclear stability limits with the Akulina 2, Akulina 1 and COMBA setups. Study of reaction induced by stable and radioactive ion bins leading to the formation of exotic nuclei. Theoretical studies of nuclear structure and nuclear reaction. Update and maintenance of the network knowledge based on nuclear physics. As you know, at that time, there was some proposal for to name the new element, and the provisional recommendation was the following. And this, since November 30, 2016, the International Union of Pure and Applied Chemistry announced that the element 113, 115, 117, and 118 are now formally named. So the element 113 is neonium, 115 is moscovium, and element 117 is tennessine. And also, there is in the line to honor a big scientist, the name of Hogan Esson, and so called OG, has been written for the element 118. This is a really big achievement for GINR. About the factory of super heavy elements, you have, as I already explained you, there is a lot of various objectives that we do near this C factory. And the PAC is satisfied with the result produced and with the report on the concluding theme presented. The PAC recommends approval of opening of a new theme, synthesis of properties of super heavy elements, structure of nuclei at the limit of nucleon stability for a term of 5 years until the end of 2021. We have also we gave recommendation on DRIBS-3 and for a new TEP. So we had a report on the TEM accelerator complex of the ion beam of stable and radioactive nucleide, DRIBS-3, and a proposal for opening a new TEM presented by Gulbenkian. The PAC is pleased with the high quality results related to the development and construction of the new high current DC-200 accelerator, the construction of the experimental building of the factory and of the new physics setups, GFRS2, shells, Akulina 2. The PAC endorses the opening of a new theme, development of the FLNR accelerator complex and experimental setups for 2017-2021. The theme comprises the following major tasks: completion of the construction and commissioning of the factory of super heavy elements, upgrade of the U400M cyclotron, construction of a new U400R accelerator experimental hall, preparation for the upgrade of the U400 cyclotron, development and construction of a new long-running experimental setups. So our recommendation of this theme, so we recommend that the GINR directorate draw particular attention to the timely completion of the construction of the C-factory, the installation and the commissioning of the DC-200 accelerator and physics setups, a gas field separator and a pre-separator for chemical study, with a view to conducting further experiments at the Xi factory. The PAC strongly supports the proposed upgrade of the new 400M cyclotron and the full completion of the Akulina 2 separator with associated instrumentation. The PAC recommends the upgrade of the U400 cyclotron and reconstruction of its experimental hall. The PAC encourages the FLNR directorate to formulate written proposals for a number of projects which are part of the new theme and present them for consideration at the future meetings of the PAC. The realization of the theme along the proposed schedule can be achieved if there is sufficient allocation of financial and human resources by GINR. So the Scientific Council notes that with satisfaction the result produced by FLNR in the synthesis of new elements and in the study of reaction with beam of stable and radioactive nuclide. The scientific council supports the opening of a new theme, synthesis of properties of superheavy elements, structure of nuclei at the limit of nucleon stability, for the next 5 years, with the following major objectives: synthesis of new superheavy elements, alpha, beta, and gamma spectroscopy of heavy and superheavy nuclei, and study of their chemical properties. Study of reaction induced by stable and radioactive ion beams, leading to the formation of exotic nuclei. Investigation of the structure of exotic nuclei close and beyond the nucleon stability. The Scientific Council appreciates the high-quality result achieved by the FLNR in improving its accelerator facilities and experimental research instruments, including the development and construction of a new high-current DC-200 accelerator, the construction of the experimental building of the Shift Factory, and a new physics and of a new physics setups, DGFRR2, Shells, Akulina 2. The Scientific Council supports the opening of a new theme, development of the FLNR accelerator complex and experimental setups, DRIPS 3, for the next 5 years with the following major objective: completion of construction and commissioning of the Shift Factory, upgrade of the U400M cyclotron, development and construction of a new long-running experimental setups. Today, we heard the report of Sergei Dmitriev about the status of the Shift Factory. In accordance with the recommendation of the 44th meeting of the Pact for Nuclear Physics, direction of FLNR support for the opening of the project under the theme development of the FLNR accelerator complex and experimental setups and synthesis and properties of superheavy elements, construction of all new experimental setups complemented by an appropriate research program will be implemented as a project in the framework of this existing theme. A number of projects on the construction of a new generation setups, fragment separator Akulina 2, new gas field recall separator for the factory of superheavy elements, which are currently being finalized, will form the basis for the corresponding new project under the theme synthesis and properties of superheavy elements, structure of nuclei at the limit of nuclear stability after commissioning these setups. Now, our recommendation concerning the GINR information and computing infrastructure. We heard a report on this theme presented by Tatiana Stritz with proposal for extensions and for the opening with this theme of a project for the development of a multifunctional information and computing complex, MICC. The PAC emphasizes the importance of the project stages for the development and improvement of the GINR technology communication and network infrastructure, modernization of the IMCC engineering infrastructure, increase in the performance of the heterogeneous and cloud components, as well as development of the system for storing, processing, and analysis of data to ensure the implementation of the whole spectrum of competitive world-class research in various scientific areas conducted at GINR and its collaborating center worldwide. The PAC strongly supports the implementation and development of a corporate information system in the Institute, which is aimed at providing information and software support for the scientific and production activity of GINR within the theme information and computing infrastructure of GINR. So here you have the goal and the architecture of the multifunctional information and computing complex. Our recommendation was to extend the theme information and computing infrastructure of GINR and opening the project for the development of IMCC at GINR under the theme until the end of 2019. The PAC would also like to see more visible evidence of support for GINR laboratories and GINR member states. A suggestion in that regard could inform of establishment of an appropriate structure to address this matter. The Scientific Council supports the recommendation taken by the PAC for particle physics and nuclear physics to extend the theme information and computing infrastructure at GINR until the end of 2019 and to open a project under this theme for the development of MICC at GINR, including the Tier 1 Center in connection with CERN. The Scientific Council emphasizes the importance of further developing information technology within the MICC project and that improving the telecommunication and network infrastructure of GINR. This will increase the performance of systems for storing, processing, and data analysis, as well as further development, heterogeneous and cloud components of the complex to support broad spectrum of world-class research in various areas conducted at GINR and member states. We had also recommendation on the draft for the 7 years plan for the development at GINR in the field of nuclear physics, for 2017-2023. The PAC thanks Mihaly Kis for the presentation of the main direction of the research in the field of nuclear physics to be pursued in 2017-2023. The program is based on the forefront directions of research included in the 7-year plan for the development of JNR, construction and operation of the Chief Factory, modernization of IRAN, promotion of international cooperation in experiments carried out by JNR, in particular by ICAL, Shells, and Akulina II, contribution to non-accelerator physics experiments, and the COMET project. The PAC congratulates the JNR Directorate for the high quality of the document reflecting the excellent science performed at this international center. Our recommendation was to support the proposed direction of the 7-year plan for the development of JNR in the field of nuclear physics. The PAC recommends that the JNR Directorate present the draft 7-year plan for the development of JNR for 2017-2023 for final consideration by the Scientific Council at its next session in September 2016. So during the 120th session of the JNR Scientific Council, Scientific Council recommends that the JNR Finance Committee and Committee of Plenipotentiaries approve the present 7-year plan with an understanding that it will be updated on a year-by-year basis with the actual situation taken into account. The Scientific Council appreciates the efforts towards integration of JNR new and updated facility, NICA, Chi Factory, Baikal, GVD, IBR2, into the European and worldwide research infrastructures. The Scientific Council considers that attracting and educating young personnel, especially for running the Chi Factory and the NICA complex, is extremely important and encourages the JNR Directorate to take all appropriate measures in this direction. So we have also a presentation of a report on anthropogenic effect on the coastal phytoplankton studied by neutron activation analysis. It was presented by Niko Roshkov at the session of the Scientific Council. It is what we selected last time. And as suggested by the JNR Directorate, the PAC was informed by the Scientific Secretary of the PAC for Condensed Matter Physics, Oleg Belov, about the proposals on method for the evaluation of JNR project and terms by the program advisory committees. In view of the current preparation of an update of the regulation for the JNR PACs to be approved by the Scientific Council, the members of the PAC for Nuclear Physics are invited to give their suggestions for the evaluation method, in particular for the regulation in general, until July 20, 2016. The Scientific Council welcomes the current preparation by the JNR Directorate with participation of the PACs of an update of the regulation for the JNR program advisory committees and of a method for the evaluation of projects submitted to the PACs, and looks forward to receiving the final version of the regulation for approval at the next session. The Scientific Council welcomes the current preparation by the JNR Directorate with the participation of the PACs of an update of the regulation of the JNR program advisory committee and the method for the evaluation of projects submitted to the PAC and looks forward to receive the final version of the regulation for approval as an accession. Sorry, this is the same text. So, thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you, Fabrice. Any question, please? If not, thank you again.
So let's continue our program. Now we have information on the resolution of the 120th session of the JNR Scientific Council and on the decision of JNR Committees of Plenipotentiaries by Mihaly Kis.
Good morning to everybody. Let me present you the last information concerning our Scientific Council meeting in September last year and Plenipotentiary Committee in November, also last year. The 120th session of our Scientific Council took place 22-23 September. It was chaired by our director Viktor Matveev and co-chaired by Professor Mikhail Valigursky from Krakow, Poland. The schedule of this Scientific Council meeting is shown here. The director's report presented by Matveev, final draft of 7-year plan for the development of our institute for 2017-2023 presented by Nikolai Rusakovich, progress report NICA presented by Vladimir Kikilidze and super heavy element factory presented by Sergei Dmitriev. Recommendation of program advisory committees presented by Chiplakov, Fabrice Pigmal and Oleg Belov. Membership of program advisory committees presented by me. Report by young scientists as recommended by program advisory committees Kalupaeva, Nikhoroshkov, Zhabitskaya. Scientific report, latest result of the ALICE experiment and detector upgrade plans presented by Paola Gubelina, nuclear planetology, space experiment and recent result presented by Ivan Mitrofanov. Awards and prizes. General considerations. The Scientific Council took note of the comprehensive report presented by Viktor Matveev covering such issues as decision of latest session of our Committee of Learning Potentialities, April 2016, implementation of recommendation of the previous session of Scientific Council, and status of our priority projects, recent result of research activities, international cooperation, and some organizational issues. The Scientific Council congratulated our Directorate for having signed the agreement with government of Russian Federation concerning a dedicated support of Russian Federation for the construction and exploitation of NICA complex as international mega project to be realized in the territory of Russia. The Scientific Council congratulated the Institute for its international recognition in the discovery of new super heavy element through the proposed naming of the element Moscovium and Agnison. Scientific Council congratulated Professor Matveev on his re-election as Director of Joint Institute for Nuclear Research for another term of 5 years and wished him my success in leading this international center and developing efficient strategy of its sustainable development in the long-term future. The Scientific Council took note the final draft of 7-year plan for development of our institute for 2017-2023 presented by Chief Scientific Secretary Nikolai Rusakovich and expressed opinion that the plan is well balanced and clear reflect uniqueness of our institute as multidisciplinary research center. The Scientific Council appreciates the efforts towards the integration of our new and upgraded facilities, NUCA Super Heavy Element Factory, Baikal GVD detector, and IBR2 reactor into the European and worldwide research infrastructures. The Scientific Council recommended that the, our Finance Committee and Committee of Planning Potentialities approve the presented 7-year plan with understanding that it will be updated on year-by-year basis with the actual situation taken into account. Attracting and educating young personnel, especially for running the super heavy element factory and the NICA complex, is extremely important. The Scientific Council encourages our directorate to take all appropriate measures in this direction. The Scientific Council took note of the report progress of the NICA project presented by Director Baldin Vexel Laboratory Vladimir Kikilidze and expressed satisfaction with the dynamic and comprehensive efforts being taken on this flagship project of our institute. Scientific Council appreciated the progress in developing the nucleotron NICA accelerator complex, including the commission of the new for injector of LEO-20, linear accelerator, installation and testing of the linear accelerator HILAC, and the testing of the new polarized source. At the same time, the Scientific Council expressed concern about the delay in manufacturing the superconducting magnets and encouraged intensified work to eliminate it. As the Scientific Council recognized the effort of baryonic meter on nuclotron collaboration towards the testing and commissioning new detector subsystem, in particular GEM-based tracking detectors for development of the state-of-the-art apparatus. It welcomes the signing of the Memorandum of Understanding on the participation of CBM ST Group in construction of four wider aperture silicon stations for baryonic meter nuclotron detector. The Scientific Council also welcomes the signing of the agreement between the MPD collaboration and participants from China for placing order to manufacture the electromagnetic calorimeter modules. It appreciates the implementation of contract for manufacturing of MPD superconducting magnet and congratulates the collaboration management on ensuring good progress of work on this very important element. The Scientific Council took note of the report, Status of Factory of Superheavy Element and Its Future Prospect, presented by Director of Fluorov Laboratory Sergei Dmitriev. Scientific Council appreciates the high pace of construction of the factory's experimental building, note with satisfaction the beginning of installation work of DC-280 cyclotron in accordance with the schedule proposed by our Fluorov Laboratory Directorate, and supported the proposed program of the first experiment planned at the Super Heavy Element Factory in 2018-2019. The Scientific Council recommended the Directorate of Institute and Fluorov Laboratory give special attention to the timely completion of the construction of Super Heavy Element Factory and to installation and commission of the accelerator and of instrumentation like a new gas filled recoil separator and press separator for chemical studies, which will allow first experiment at the factory to begin. Given the high priority of the Super Heavy Element Factory under construction, the Scientific Council recommended that our Directorate ensure full support for the execution of work towards the successful launch and further development of the Super Heavy Element Factory. Today we will hear the situation in talk of Sergei Dmitriev. Scientific Council concurred with the recommendation on issues of particle physics, nuclear physics, and condensed matter physics taken at the session in June and July 2016, as reported at this session by Chaplakov, Scientific Secretary of PAC for Particle Physics, Fabrice Pigmalm, member of Program Advisory Committee for Nuclear Physics, and Oleg Belov, Scientific Secretary of Program Advisory Committee for Condensed Matter Physics. This recommendation and are documented in detail in the Program Advisory Committee minutes. The Scientific Council thanks the Program Advisory Committee for comprehensive discussion of the draft 7-year plan for development of our institute, for their important remarks and suggestions. Scientific Council welcomes the current preparation by Directorate with participation of Program Advisory Committees of update of the regulation for our Program Advisory Committees and of methods for evaluation of projects submitted to the Program Advisory Committees and requested the final version of regulation for approval at next session. The Scientific Council appreciates the preparatory steps being taken by Directorate in establishing of Program Advisory Committee for Nuclear Method in Biology and Medicine. As proposed by Directorate, the Scientific Council appointed Nikolai Kardizhilov from Berlin, Germany, as new member of Program Advisory Committee for Condensed Matter Physics for a term of 3 years, and thanked Professor Burso for his successful work as a member of this Program Advisory Committee during many years. The Scientific Council appreciates the following report by young scientists which were selected by Program Advisory Committees for presentation at this session. Matter effect in neutrino oscillation for NOVA experiment, anthropogenic effect of the coastal phytoplankton studied by neutron activation analysis, analysis of small-angle synchrotron X-ray scattering experimental data from vesicular system by means of parallel asynchronous differential evolution method. Scientific Council thanks the speaker, Kalupaeva, Nikharoshkov, and Zhabitskaya, welcoming similar report in the future. It's a report of young scientists. Invited report. The Scientific Council highly appreciates the report latest result of ALICE experiment and detector of great plants and nuclear planetology space experiment and recent result, and thanks the speakers, Professor Paolo Gubelina, CERN, and Mitrofanov, Space Research Institute Moscow, for the excellent presentation. Awarded prizes. The Scientific Council endorsed proposal of Directorate to award the honorary doctor of our institute to Professor Friedrich Didak, Austria, in recognition of the outstanding contributions to the advancement of science and education of young scientists. The Scientific Council approved the jury recommendation on the award of Zhelepov Prize to Professor Julian Budagov, Zhelepov Laboratory, for the development and construction of unique laser metrology system for measuring angular oscillation of Earth's surface. The Scientific Council congratulates Professor Bellini from Italy on receiving the Bruno Pantecorvo Prize and appreciates his scientific report, the impact of Borexina result on neutrino and solar physics. The Scientific Council congratulated the winners of general annual prizes for best papers in the field of scientific research, instruments and methods, and applied research who received diplomas at this session. The Scientific Council agreed with the proposal made by Director Viktor Matveev to postpone the election of Director of Florov Laboratory of Nuclear Reaction, previously announced for February 2017, by 1.5 or 2 years. The final decision for a new election date will be taken at the 122 session of the Scientific Council in September 2017. Now I come to session of Plenipotentiary Committee. Regular session of Committee of Plenipotentiaries of the Government of our Member States was held in Krakow, Poland, 21-22 November last year. It was chaired by the Plenipotentiary of Republic of Bulgaria, Lachizar Kostov. The schedule of this meeting. Recommendation of the last session of our Scientific Council, a brief overview of the result activities in 2016 and plan for 2017, main direction of the strategic development of our institute for 2017-2023, presented by Viktor Matveev. 7-year plan for the development of our future 7-year plan presented by Nikolai Rusakovich. Draft budget for year 2017, draft contribution of the member state for years 2018, 2019 and 2020 presented by Sergei Dotsenko. A result of the meeting of our finance committee held on 18-19 November, presented by Svetlomira Kharizanova. A result of audit of our financial activities for a year, presented by Korsakov. Procedure of implementation of Plenipotentiary Committee decision on suspension of membership of Joint Institute of Nuclear Research of Democratic People's Republic of Korea and the Republic of Uzbekistan, presented by Nikolai Rusakovich. Status of our major research project and their future prospect, presented by Grigory Trubnikov. Krakow Synchrotron Solaris, presented by Marek Stankevich. Regarding the report presented by Director Matveev, Committee of Plenipotentiary took note of the following. Recommendation of 120 session of our Scientific Council. Information presented by our Directorate on work toward attaining goals of the current 7-year plan and towards implementing the recommendation of the Finance Committee and the decision of Committee of Plenipotentiaries. The preliminary result of implementing of our plan of research and international cooperation in 2016, as well as the main direction of strategic development of Institute for years 2017-2023. The information about current work to update the regulation of our staff. The Committee of Learning Potentiary approved recommendation of the 119 and 120th session of Scientific Council and our topical plan and of research and international cooperation for 2017. As the 7-year plan for development of Institute for 2017-2023 endorsed by Scientific Council and the Finance Committee. Committee of Learning Potentialists endorsed the effort undertaken by the Directorate toward integration of new and upgrade facilities in NICA Super Heavy Element Factory, Baikal, IBA2 and Spectrometer Complex, MIS, into the European and worldwide research infrastructure. Signature of agreement date 2nd June between Government of Russian Federation and the Joint Institute for Nuclear Research on the construction exploitation of NICA complex of superconducting rings for heavy ion colliding beams. The work by our Directorate for organization of implementation of this agreement, as well as the regulation for implementation of projects for construction of large international research facilities of mega science class at Joint Institute for Nuclear Research. The regulation for supervisory board of NICA complex project. The initial membership of supervisory board and its decision taken on 20th November 2016. Further concerning the 7-year plan for the development of Institute presented in detail by Chief Scientific Secretary Nikolai Rusakovich, the Committee of Learning Potentialists recognized the large amount of work accomplished by Directorate to prepare the draft text of the 7-year plan for the development Institute for next 7 years and to organize its discussion at meeting of program advisory committees and the session of Scientific Council. Noted that the draft budget plan of Institute for 2017-2023 ensures the implementation of the Institute's development plan for the next 7-year period, including the development of the scientific and experimental base, engineering and social infrastructure, as well as competitive level of staff salaries. Financial issues were reported by Sergei Dotsenko, Chief Account of Institute, and Svetlomira Harizanova, Chief Account of the Nuclear Regulatory Agency of Bulgaria, and the Dr. Korsov, Director of New Adult Company, Korsakov and Partners. Financial issues. Concerning the report of Dotsenko, the Committee of Learning Potentialists approved the our budget for year 2017 with total expenditure amounting to $206 million as the scale of contribution of the member state for this year. Approve the sum of contribution of member states for 2017 and the payment of contribution areas of member states in this year. Determine the provisional volumes of our budget in income and expenditure for year 2018 amounting to $106 million for year 2019 amount to $206 million for year 2020 amount $209 million, as well as the provisional sums of member states' contribution for year 2018, 19, and 20. Decides to compensate our budget deficit in 217, arising from unpaid contribution of Democratic Korea Republic and Republic of Kazakhstan at the expense of other incomes and revenue of our budget. Allows our Directorate to index the salary and tariff parts of the compensation package of staff members, taking into account possibilities afforded by our budget in 2017 in accordance with our collective bargaining agreement for 2014-2017. Concerning the report presented by Svetlomira Kharizanov, the Committee of Learning Potentialists approved the protocol of the meeting on Finance Committee held 19th November, approved the financial rules of our institute, decided to set up a working group of representatives of Republic of Bulgaria, Czech Republic, Republic of Poland, Ukraine, and our directorate to develop a proposal for redemption of Ukrainian's areas in the payment of its contribution to our budget. Requested the plenipotentiaries of our member states which have areas on contribution to our budget to take urgent measures for their payment. Concerning the report by Korsakov, Committee of Plenipotentiary approved auditor's report concerning the financial activities of examined for 2015 year, took note of the plan for measures concerning the audit of our financial activities for 2015 and commissioned for our directorate to prepare comments to the auditor's report by next plenipotentiary committee session. Approve the accounting report for year 2015. Regarding the report procedure for implementation of decision plenipotentiary commission on suspension of membership of Democratic Republic Korea and Republic of Uzbekistan presented by Nikolai Rusakovich, Committee of Plenipotentiary resolved to approve the procedure for implementing the decision of Committee Plenipotentiary on suspension of membership of these two states. In the event that full participation of Democratic Republic of Korea and the Uzbekistan in Joint Institute for Nuclear Research had not been resumed until the year 2020 to consider the issue of membership of these states in our institute. The Committee Plenipotentiaries appreciates the following scientific report presented at this session, status of our major research project and their future prospect presented by Vice Director Grigory Trubnikov and Krakow Synchrotron Solaris Complex presented by Marek Stankiewicz, Director of Poland's National Synchrotron Radiation Center Solaris. The Committee of Plenipotentiaries expressed gratitude to the organizer, in particular the Plenipotentiary of Government of the Republic of Poland, Professor Mikhail Waligurski, for high-quality preparation and conduct of this session in Krakow. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you. Do you have a question or remarks? No, it was perfect. Thanks a lot. Thanks again. So now we have a coffee break, and I propose we restart at 11:15. Thank you.